Welcome back to the Safety Storytellers podcast. My name is Stacy and I am your host. Why are the choices that we make so important? That's the first question I ask when I talk to June Meeks about safety. June is an operations analyst specialist for New Star Energy. In this chat, June and I discuss the ripple effects that safety incidents can have on people and businesses, and being aware of how our actions might impact others, and viewing problems as opportunities to learn. Okay, June, tell me about this idea of the choices that we make. Why is that important to you?
Every day we make choices, whether they're, you know, we try to make the best choices that we can, and whether they're good or bad, there's always consequences to every single choice, whether they're good or bad. And sometimes we make mistakes and that's how we learn, and that's fine. And we hope we don't make mistakes on the big choices that, you know, can cause, you know, ripple effects to your family. So when workers get complacent and they get so comfortable in their positions to take for granted, you know, wearing the protective gloves and the protective eyewear, you know, things that happen to them has a ripple effect financially to the company, to the family members, you know. People have lost jobs because of the choices that they made not to wear PPE or, you know, and this can go with everything in your life, personal life, work, everywhere. Every choice you make is a ripple effect somewhere, and you may not even see it. Today, I saw a speaker talk about choices that she made, and it was so inspiring to me that she ripple affected me to go after some dreams and goals and just really motivate. Everything you say here and do, your choices have ripple effects.
So is the idea to kind of be aware and just be more aware of our choices and like what we're doing?
Yeah. You know, I heard a saying one time that be cautious of what you do in life because you may be the only Bible that some people get to read. And if you're in a life of wanting to help other people, and a lot of people are, that's something I am always cautious of, is how am I going to affect anybody that I come in contact with? How can I affect them and help them be better? You know?
So just being really aware of the decisions that we make. Sometimes we don't make the best decisions. What do we do then?
You know, I have made my share of bad choices, and we all make mistakes. But you have to look at that situation to me, and this is what I do. If it's a problem of negativity, if it's a problem of just something that happened or occurred to you and, you know, you made the wrong choice, look at it as a learning experience. Treat it as a financial transaction. Take emotion out of it and learn from it.
It's so hard because, I mean, you saw yesterday, you were like, okay, she has a great story. And then I love the words that you said. You said, I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
And pride. I love that pride. Yeah. Absolutely. And so when those things get involved, that can block us from really seeing the information, what we need to learn from it. So tell us about that's wild what happened to you yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So I was in the middle of a crosswalk yesterday at this VPP safety conference, and I was trying to hurry up and get across the crosswalk and be considerate. I don't want to dawdle. And a truck was getting ready to turn right, and he never looked at me, never saw me. I didn't know he didn't see me. It was a very large truck. And as soon as I got closer to the middle or the driver's side bumper corner of his truck, he gunned it and he hit me. He struck me. And I had to take my hand and push away from his bumper. Emotions came out. I was scared to death. I was more scared that my knees would get buckled under his truck and then I would be under his tires. So I pushed away and, you know, some bad words came out and I was embarrassed. I was, you know, no,
did you fall?
I tumbled backwards. I did regain my composure. I didn't fall on my butt. I thought I was going to, but I somehow stumbled to catch my balance. And
the thing about falling on our behinds for some reason feels like the most embarrassing thing ever.
Well,
why does it feel like that? It's like,
I don't know.
It's like
when you're falling, it's all in slow motion.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't want anybody to see this.
Exactly. It's in the middle of the day and there's all these cars. I heard all these cars honking like there's somebody in the crosswalk.
Oh my God.
It was, I was embarrassed. I was just angry that he didn't see me. And he did roll his window down and said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Fine, I'm fine." And I just kept walking, you know, because I was just like in shock.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to look at that as, you know, it was a negative moment, millisecond. But I'm alive and I'm fine. And, you know, yeah, it bruised my hand a little bit, but I'm okay. I will be fine. That is, you know, that's like the mistakes we make in life. They bruise us a little bit and you hope you can get better from it. So it's not that big of a deal. It could have been a lot worse.
Absolutely.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
I am so glad that you're here to share that. And I think that that's so important. It's just, I think the most important thing, or one of the most important things, is just to be more awake.
Yeah.
Just be aware of your surroundings.
And yes. You know, not saying that you're going to prepare for the worst, but, you know, do the hypothetical scenarios in your head when you're driving down the road and you see a car come up to an intersection. Guess what? I think they might jump out there. I'm going to be cautious and be aware of that, you know, so you can react, in a good manner. Now, did I practice that yesterday when I got hit? No, I did not. I did not prepare for a truck to hit me in a crosswalk. But, you know, some things we can't prepare for, but you can learn from them and you can be stronger for it. Yes. So
thank you so much. It's so good to meet you.
Nice meeting you too. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Safety Storytellers Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Sospis, bringing you the best EHS software in the industry. If you are ready to learn more about how an EHS software can transform your safety program, your profits, and your entire company, head to www.sospis.com/podcast. That's www.sospes.com/podcast. We will see you next time on the Safety Storytellers.